I'll go shopping, and then let's say I really like this one top or these shoes or whatever, and then I'm with a friend and they're like, oh, that's not too cute, but in my mind that's like so cute, I might not purchase that because like
Yeah.
I would prioritize their opinion over
And you will
mine.
start seeing it ugly. Like you'd be like,
Yeah.
yeah, it actually maybe isn't
Even though
that
that's
cute.
like completely my
Yeah.
style. Hello,
Hi,
everyone.
everyone. Today is another day.
With another episode.
In another week.
In a different car. Did we do my car last time?
No, we
No, I
didn't.
think we did your
Yeah,
car.
we always do your car. I was just too lazy to get my
We
car
always do
keys.
your car.
Sorry, yeah, we always do my
Yeah,
car.
we always do Shahad's
But
car.
then when she came, when I went downstairs, I forgot my car keys, so I called her and I was like, "Can we use your car today?"
You know what I was thinking about? Like, how long do you think like a car should be with you for? Like, what is like a decent amount of time that you're like, okay, yeah, I had this car long enough. Like, now it's time to switch up because I feel like a car is such a long-term investment, right?
Yeah, I feel like as soon as it crashes, خلاص.
Soon as it's
Like,
like at its last,
yeah.
but what if it works perfect, but you feel like, you know what, خلاص, like I've had her for like 6 years, 7 years now.
I don't know. I just feel like it's not worth it. If she's still working, if she's still good,
Yeah.
why are you getting rid of her?
I feel like I would get rid of a car if it's been with me for too long.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, this phone has been with me for too long. It's still working. That's why I still have it.
Fair enough. But
So.
you still really want a new phone. Like every single time you're like, oh,
I mean, I
I need
want
a
a
new
new
phone.
phone, not because it stopped like working, but I want it because of the new features, especially camera.
Yeah.
But
How long
like,
have you had this phone for?
since grade 9
So
or
nine.
eight, grade 8.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. First year of uni, second year of uni, third year of uni. It's been 8 years.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Almost our friendship.
Almost as long as our friendship. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for me, I feel like, okay, I'm not gonna switch out this car anytime soon, obviously.
Yeah.
But
She's reliable.
yeah, but that's the thing. It depends on the car that you have. Like, are you gonna get like a
Yeah.
really good, reliable car? Are you gonna get like a trusted Toyota? Or are you gonna get like
A
some.
BMW.
Bro, I mean, they look so nice though.
They
I
do
have no
look
idea about
nice.
anything with cars. So
Yeah.
like I don't know what's like good
Like
or bad.
power horse and
Horse power.
horsepower. Horsepower.
Isn't that what Katy Perry once said on her song?
Really?
I'm a power horse.
I don't know this
I
one.
remember I remember she said it one time. It was in one of her lyrics. She mentioned like power horse, like being a power horse.
No.
No?
No. I know I made that mistake before in a previous episode that we
Did
had.
you?
Yeah. Same
We were
mistake.
talking about cars.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know
crazy.
why. I think
It's
I gave an example or something and I was like, power horse, and you looked at me, what?
I need to find the previous clip and like,
Yeah.
you know, make it
Yeah.
into like a TikTok. But you want to know a fun fact that I found out recently?
Yeah, about cars?
No, not about
Oh, okay.
cars, but like different topic. Because you know how
Yeah.
last week I was like, oh, I should get you a fish because like fish have bad memory.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a complete myth. Goldfish are actually like one of the smarter fishes.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how that whole
So I
like
think it's from
concept.
Finding Nemo.
Probably it is from
Yeah.
Finding Nemo, because like we I don't know, I don't remember that like term being used so much until maybe that movie came out. But apparently it's like a whole myth.
Damn.
Fishes actually have really good memory, and they like apparently goldfish can remember things for like up to like two
Yeah,
to
like
three weeks.
another thing that I found out, and I was like, what? But like whales, you know how they say, like, oh, whales, when they get so upset, they like go to the shore to like die? That's a
What?
myth.
I never knew that.
Oh, never mind. I guess it was not. No,
That's not very common, babes. I the goldfish one is common.
it is common.
Is
You've
it?
never heard, like,
I've
and I'll
never
be like,
heard
that's
that.
so sad. They would like end their lives and go to the shore.
Why are you on the verge of tearing up?
Because it's so sad.
Okay.
But it turns out it's a myth. They don't have the like mental capabilities to be like,
So
I'm
then
gonna
why
go
did they
kill
go to the
myself.
shore? Because halas, they like passed away, so like
No, because
naturally.
they get tired from going up every time to get breathe air.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, khalas, I'm dead. Like they just get
So they.
tired.
Oh, okay.
But it's not because they're like, okay, khalas, like,
It's not their choice that they
yeah.
get tired. They just get tired, and then that's how
Yeah.
it happens, like progression.
Yeah.
Crazy. No, I never knew that. That's also another fun myth fact to
About
know.
animals.
Yeah. I just was so shocked about the goldfish one.
Yeah, and lions eat their babies if they're not strong enough. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Lions eat their babies.
Really?
And I think tigers let go of their babies.
That's crazy.
So
I never knew.
tigers like would, was it the or is it sharks? Sharks eat their babies.
Sharks eat their babies?
Yeah.
I know fish eat their bait, like their fish eggs sometimes. That's a crazy concept to think about.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then lions and tigers, if their baby is like weak, they just let them.
And then what's there's one fact about seahorses. There's like one fact, I think something like something about their gender.
Oh, they don't, they're all females or
I
something?
think so,
I
right?
think they were all females or they're all males.
They're
No,
one
the males are the ones that get
get
pregnant.
pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's crazy. I think that's the only like mammal or like in
Yeah.
creature that like the male is the one that reproduces and not the woman,
Yeah.
which is crazy. Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's our
Fun fact
fun
of
fact of the
the
day.
week.
What's the National Geographic? Isn't that like what like that TV program where
Yeah.
they show all the animals? Yeah, I feel like we just kind of gave them a National
Geographic,
Geographic
yeah. Like
Geographic
geographic teaser.
teaser. Yeah. Oh, he's really confident with his parking.
Unlike
People.
you.
No, you want to know something that like stresses me out is when you reverse park, you're on full speed. You don't slow down. Why are you not slowing down?
Because this is called confidence.
Yes, obviously confidence, but still like Shahed would be going like 40 reverse parking. For what? Like you can slow down. It's
Because I
okay.
want to quick.
Khalas, you have no time.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, Khalas, we're rambling way too much.
Okay, that's not even way too. Oh, it is way
It
too
is way
much.
too much. How much?
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Of us
Do you see
rambling.
how carried away we get in our conversations? Like, I can never have a serious conversation with this girl because, like, we'll get into like 10 different topics,
That's
but I
so
think that's
true.
just the beauty
Of our
of
convos.
our, yeah. Anyway, Shahed, how has your week been? What's been going on? Tell me all about it. I mean, I already know kind of, but like, you can tell me more.
My week, it's been good.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything except Thursday, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait, Thursday's today.
Thursday is today.
Wednesday, which was yesterday,
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of reached the point where I was like, Khalas, I just need a break from people. So I took that break
Yeah.
and it felt amazing. And I just gave myself like the social capacity of seeing that one friend.
Yeah.
And I saw her and I was good. And then I put my phone on D&D. I didn't pick up any calls. I didn't pick up any
Yeah.
texts. And then later at night, I called Rena because I
Yeah, because
missed her.
I didn't hear from Shad for the whole day, which is like kind of
Yeah, because she texts me. She's
unusual.
like, I miss you. And then I was
Did
like,
I? No, I
yeah,
didn't
yes,
sit.
you did. You're like, I miss you. And then that's why I was like, okay, let me call
That
her.
no, that was Tuesday that I said that, or Monday. It was one of those days where I was like, Shahed, I miss you so much. Like, girl, where are you? Because I called her like six
Check.
times. I remember I called Shahed like six times and I'm not hearing from this girl. I'm like,
Yeah, that's when I really wanted to start the D&D,
Yeah.
but it didn't work out because I just had so much socializing that I had to do.
Yeah.
Like there was just no escape from it.
Yeah.
So then I was like, "Khalas, Wednesday is it? Is that the day?"
Is the day, and then you took that break,
Yeah.
but then you got that like bit of energy from being
Yeah.
around a friend, which I feel like that's so nice. It's like when you take a day for yourself, but then you have like a little bit, like it was like you guys hung out for a decent amount of time where it wasn't draining,
Yeah.
but it was fulfilling. And then you're like, okay, khalas, now I can be back in my own zone. And I feel like that's something that's really healthy. And I kind of like struggle with it, especially at this point where I'm like, I don't know if I can enjoy my own company as much or all the time. You know, I'm so used to like as recently because I've been so occupied with so much work and like talking to so many people. I'm just always used to like being on the phone with someone, texting someone,
Yeah.
talking to someone, or just like being in a room with people in it. Like, I'm not used to
But I
just
also
me.
feel the same though. Like I can't be alone
Yeah.
because I'm always busy. Like I'm always doing something and it always requires people to be around me.
That's true.
So that when I'm alone, I don't know how to be alone and I don't know how to enjoy my own company. Like yesterday, all I did was go to sleep. Like I just slept for like a good portion of the day.
Yeah.
And then I went to uni, I sat, I worked a bit on
Okay.
like some stuff that I had to complete.
Yeah.
And then I saw that friend.
Yeah.
But like I kept myself busy because I can't just stay awake by myself.
And be solo. But then you
Yeah.
wanted a day that you were solo.
Yeah, I wanted a day to just like relax and not talk to anyone.
Yeah.
But it's also very hard to like not talk to anyone and
Yeah, it
be
is.
alone.
Especially now. Because, like, You were saying this one time where you're like, oh, I just want to disappear. And then you were like, but it's so annoying that everyone can have access to like finding out
Yes.
where you are or what you're
Like
doing.
most of my friends have my sister's, either my sister's or my mom's phone number.
Yeah.
So like if like I just want khalas
Just
to
one day.
disappear,
Yeah.
I physically cannot
Yeah.
because they would be calling everyone. Like
Yeah.
my sister, when she couldn't reach me, she texted the group chat with all of my friends in it, being like, can someone tell Shahad that I'm calling her?
Yeah. That yeah, I
And I
remember
can't
that.
even disappear from my sister.
Not even from your own family. But you want to know something? Like the people that actually know how to spend a full day alone, walking around the mall, taking themselves to lunch, getting work done alone, are the most impressive people to
I
me.
think taking yourself to lunch is the scariest thing
Think,
alone.
yeah.
I don't know how
I don't
to
know how
do
people
that.
do it.
Yeah, I don't
But
know how they
then,
sit alone and just eat out.
yeah.
Out. That's my
And then
issue.
sometimes I don't see them with entertainment. Like they're not watching
Yeah.
anything. They're just looking around.
And eating.
They're just enjoying their food and looking. I mean, it looks so peaceful to me, but at the same time, I'm so intimidated to do that because it's just like we just got so
Yeah.
programmed to like when you're having food, you have it with people. You don't have it
You
solo.
feel so lonely, like, oh, no one
It
wants to
feels,
sit with me.
yeah. But then maybe they could genuinely just be really enjoying their time. Like,
Yeah.
I'm sure we might reach a point where we're going to be so overwhelmed with people in our life that we're going to be like, you know what? I just kind of want a full day by myself. Like, I want to run errands alone. I want to go to the grocery store alone. I want to, whatever, go to the salon alone, eat lunch alone,
Yeah.
work alone. But right now, at this stage in my life, I don't know if I have the strength to do that.
See, I do the groceries alone. I like doing the groceries alone. I like shopping alone.
Like shopping for clothes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did that like multiple times.
I know you do it a
Yeah.
lot. If for me, like for example, I got these jeans alone, I think. No, I got them with my sister. There is a few things that I got alone, right? But my mentality would be like, okay, I'm going in for one thing and I'm leaving. Like I'm not going there to browse or to like look around on things, look at people, go to the dressing room. Like, no, I'm here for like a mission and I'm dipping. But can you? Are you the type to like
Yeah,
browse?
I'd literally just walk around and I'd be like, this looks nice. Maybe this will match with this. Maybe, yeah.
How do you do that though? Like, how do you build yourself to be your own best friend?
That I didn't reach.
If we're gonna be
If
honest.
we're gonna be honest, but like, I don't know, it's also very like peaceful and calming to just
Really?
like, because you put yourself in a situation where you have to trust yourself. Like, you'd be like, do you like this? Do you like the way it looks on you? Do you like, because like,
Yeah.
when you're with other people, especially when you're shopping for clothes, you would always ask for their opinion.
Yes, that's so
And I'd be like,
true.
oh, but this looks nicer. Oh, but this, blah, blah, blah. But it puts you in a position where it's like, no, your opinion is the only, like, the one and
Opinion.
only opinion, and it's the valued one.
Yeah, that's
You
so
either
true.
like it on you or you don't.
Yeah.
So I feel like it also builds that, I guess, like, self-respect. And then you
Yeah.
respect your own decision.
Yeah.
And you're able to make them
Yeah, like
rather than
you.
trying to ask people and
That's so true. I think for me, maybe I just got so used to what other people think about things that I just like, I value their opinion sometimes more than mine.
Yeah.
Where like, I'll go shopping and then let's say I really like this one top or these shoes or whatever. And then I'm with a friend and they're like, oh, that's not too cute. But in my mind, that's like so cute. I might not purchase that because like,
Yeah.
I would prioritize their opinion over
And you will
mine.
start seeing it ugly. Like you'd be like,
Yeah.
yeah, it actually maybe isn't
Even though
that
that's like
cute.
completely my style,
Yeah.
I remember there was this one time, it was you, me, and one of your other friends, and we went to a mall and I got these shoes and they were on discount and I was like, oh, they're so cute. They're like little pumps. Don't you remember? They were beige and they had like a, they were like the
Oh,
classy kind of
yeah.
looks. And that was really my style. And I was like, oh, and they're so cheap. Like they're on sale and it was the last piece and it was my size. And I remember you and her being like, I don't know about all of
Who
that.
was it?
It was Aya.
Really?
Yeah, no, you guys weren't disrespectful when you said it.
Yeah.
It was just like a matter of like different taste. Because like
Yeah.
I have a very,
Unique.
hey, I wouldn't call it unique. Okay, you act like I pop out with like random clothes. I'm wearing jeans and a blazer. But like I feel like my style is like super adult-ish
Yeah.
for like my age, I guess. And then that's what I got used to because that's what I saw my sister wear. Anyway, in Mohim. And then you guys were like, oh, but that's not so cute. And then I remember Aya making a comment being like, you know, it's not something that I would gravitate towards, but you pull it off. And then I actually purchased that because she said that comment.
Really?
Because it, like, when you guys were so hesitant about it, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want
Yeah.
to get it anymore. But then she was like, no, but you pull it off. It made me feel like, yeah, like I'm the one wearing it. So let me wear what I like,
Yeah.
you know? And then, but it's so crazy to me how, like, me myself, I get really influenced by like what other people have to say.
Yeah.
Like, it can influence my purchasing, it can influence my decisions, like, but I don't necessarily believe that I'm like weak in my opinion, because I think my opinion is strong and I'm very vocal. But I do, like, it's not a rigid opinion. Like, I have an open mind, I guess. But then that could like affect me, because it's like, hollis, if you like something, you like something, you buy it
Yeah.
yourself, you know?
Yeah. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know, like even today with me and like my friends were like, oh, what do we eat? And then I'm like, I don't know, like I'm really craving Mexican, and they were craving kushari masri. And then they were like, Inti, like you're Egyptian, you should eat kushari masri with us. But
Yeah.
I don't know, I was like, guys, I just really just want Mexican
Mexican,
food.
yeah.
And then like they kept on trying, and I was like, no, like I want my Mexican
Oh,
food.
okay, good.
And I got it, 'cause like, khalas, this is my opinion, I want it. Like if I want something, if you guys want something, don't let what other people say influence you.
Yeah.
Like and that's like a stupid example. It could, because it starts there.
It starts with the tiny ones,
Yeah,
and then
and
it
then it
starts
goes
building up
exactly
into like
like
major.
your parents being like, no, I want you to become like go to the medical field.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not something you want to do. And then it will end up affecting the rest of your life. You have a
Yeah.
medical degree that you don't like, and maybe you'll have to pursue a job, and then you'd be like, no, this is not what I
What I want.
want.
Yeah.
So it always starts from the small stuff. So try to have at least some control over the small parts of your life.
Yeah. Like, start from small and then go to big. 'Cause I feel like
Yeah.
that's what I'm starting to do. I'm starting with the small, where it's like, okay, these things that I have control over, let me like make sure my control is strong on it.
Yeah.
So like other people's influence doesn't bother me, you know? But then like, I don't, I just, I think one thing is like, I'm such a people's person that I feel like it falls into people pleasing,
Yeah.
you know? And that's not really that good.
Yeah, I agree with that because I feel the same way. Like, I remember there's this one time I was hanging out with this friend and I didn't tell anyone else.
Yeah.
And we kind of parked our car right in front of my other friend's house,
Oh,
next to that friend's house. So she
okay.
saw the car
Yeah.
and she called and she's like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I was just mentally like not. Like I didn't think, to be honest. Like I didn't
Yeah.
think about inviting them.
Yeah.
And I kept on apologizing. And after like the whole situation happened, she was like, no, it's fine, like whatever. But after the whole situation happened, I was like, why did I apologize when I know for a fact that they also go out together without inviting me to
Yeah,
places?
sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, why did I apologize for something that I wanted to do? Khalas, I wanted to see that person. I saw that person. And I
I didn't think twice about parking. It wasn't like a
exactly.
intentional thing for me to park in front of
Exactly.
your house, but it's just what happened.
It's just what happened, and why did I just apologize?
Apologize, yeah.
I also feel like I am a people pleaser, where I was like, I'm sorry, like, are you mad at me? Like, next time, I promise, like, I'll invite you. What?
I think, you know what, being a people pleaser makes it more difficult to like be alone,
Yeah, because
because you are
you
willing,
seek their validation.
yeah, you seek their attention,
Yeah.
you are willing to do, like, you're willing to sometimes break your own boundaries just to bring them in part of your circle,
Yeah.
or to like bring them to be part of your day, even though that day maybe you actually just don't have the energy to, or the bat, like the social battery to be around people, even if it's like really close people. Sometimes, like you said, Shahad, where it's like, khalas, like I just want to be alone. But then, like in my head, I'm like, oh, but what would this person think, or what would this person feel? And then that makes it harder for me to just take that time alone, and I end up not having that time alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like the only times that I really allow myself to like be solo is, unfortunately, when I'm at home. Because when I'm at home, it's like, khalas, like I'm in my safe place. I can like, you know, take off everything, not think about the day, and just like be on my bed or like be on a couch and just, you know, what's the word? Unwind,
Yeah.
right? But then I wish I had that strength to do that in my day-to-day activities, instead of like being like, oh, Shad, come with me, like let's go
Yeah.
to the doctor appointment,
It's
or
even
like,
to the point where it's like, come with me to the bathroom.
yeah, like we've normalized going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. There was this one time that I just wanted to go to the bathroom alone, because it was like such an, like I felt so overstimulated in this event, and I was like, khalas, like I just want to go to the bathroom, I want to be on my phone for 5 minutes, I just want to scroll in peace. So I just like kind of excuse myself. Next thing I know, there was like a person behind me being like, oh, I'm gonna come too. And I'm like, Oh, like guys, please just 1 minute. Like, you know, sometimes because you feel like, halas, like there's so, like the sound starts getting too loud,
Yeah.
you smell things too strong, your eyes start hurting, like the screen is like in your face for too much, that you're like, okay, let me just go to the bathroom and like breathe a bit. And then people are with you and it's just like,
You don't even have that, like, that privacy
like,
to,
give me a
yeah,
minute. Like,
to just breathe.
what if I just simply want to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, simply put, like, respectfully, like, what if I just want to actually use the toilet and then you're like in my business? And it's just like, hollas, give me a minute. Like, can we not be besties like every minute
Yeah.
of my life? Like, you know, in those instances, I'm like, yeah, I do need my time alone. But now it's like, I'm just so like, let's just do this together. You want to go shop? Let's go shop together.
Yeah.
You want to grab food? Let's grab food together. You want to study? Let's study together. I'm just like, finna.
Studying, I cannot do alone. I physically cannot do alone. I need to be on a Zoom call with someone. My camera needs to be turned on. My mic needs to be turned on. Your camera needs to be turned on. Your mic needs to be, and I need to see you working so I can work. Other than that, I
You
physically
know,
can't.
what's crazy is that I know people that are the complete opposite. Like, I feel like maybe there's no in between. Like, there's people that I know that they're like, I actually cannot study if there's a person next to me. Like, I
Yeah.
need to be in an enclosed room in my environment, headphones on, and I'm locked in. And then some people are like, no, I need like a group of people around me. We're talking about the thing. I hear so many sounds. I feel like I'm the group of people,
Yeah.
but not too big. Like, a
You're not
decent.
that much of a group of people, by the way.
What do you mean?
I feel like you focus on your own space.
When it comes to studying,
Yeah.
no, but I like be having people around me.
You like hearing background noises.
Yeah.
But
To study with a person,
yeah.
yeah, that's also
Yeah.
valid. Yeah, because one time I studied with you and I was literally in my zone. But I like knowing that you're next to me, there's people across us, I hear conversations, like that's nice. But if it's complete silence, I can't do it. Like, that's just like khalas, like my thoughts start getting to me and I'm like thinking about everything else. I pick up my phone, TikTok is playing,
Yeah.
you know?
I feel like that's why a lot of people maybe don't like being alone. It's because their thoughts get to them
Yeah.
and they just don't like hearing it. But brother, I will lie, I admire the people that know how to be alone. I admire the people that love their own peace and know that they can protect their peace by being alone, that them themselves are their
Yeah.
peace protectors.
Yeah,
They
that's so
don't harm
true.
themselves by their thoughts or by like anything. They're like, this is me and I need to protect myself.
Like, they actually take care
They
of
actually
themselves.
take care of themselves and I admire
That's
them.
so beautiful to me,
I
really.
admire
Because
them.
sometimes you can genuinely be your worst enemy. Like, the
Yes.
way your thoughts work could like make you like actually want to explode and be like,
Yeah.
oh, khalas, like I cannot take it. Like, there's times where I'm thinking about something too much that I'm like, Shahad, I just want my brain to stop, like, and quit thinking,
Yeah.
you know? And then there's people that just they value that, and they value themselves so much that they don't
Yeah.
allow that to happen. I think like a really good way to be alone or like to spend some more time alone is to, and this sounds so cliche, but it's to like romanticize your life.
Yeah.
Like, anything that you do, do it with joy, do it with happiness, make yourself feel like thankful about it as well. I feel like when you do something and you realize like, oh, this is such a privilege that I'm doing
Yeah.
and I'm so thankful to be in this situation, it makes that time go by so much nicer. I'm not gonna say it makes it go quicker, but it makes it go nicer where you're actually enjoying the process instead of being like, oh, I have to spend today alone. Think
Yeah.
about it the other way, where it's like, I get to spend a day with myself today. Like, instead of like giving my time to every single person that I know, I get to give my time fully to me. And that's so enjoyable because you don't always get those days,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
Just like how you get excited to see people, get excited to like spend time with yourself.
That's so true.
And also like start like as a person, like start doing the stuff that you think is fun by yourself. You know what I mean? I feel like that would help a lot because that would put that positive mindset of like, I have fun alone because I'm doing fun stuff alone.
You know, there's certain things that I actually cannot do with other people. Like, for example, going to the gym. I don't like going to the gym with other people. Like, I really, like, yesterday I went to the gym with my sister and I was like, I'm not in my zone. Like, I love you, don't get me wrong, but like, I was not in my
You
zone.
don't
Like,
feel
I
focused.
don't feel focused. I
Yeah.
feel like I have to keep up a conversation, or like, I just don't feel as natural as I would. Things like that,
Because
like,
sometimes you would try out stuff alone and you would be like, it's okay, like no one is seeing.
yeah,
Because, like,
exactly. Like,
yeah.
if I mess up, it's okay. No one's looking at me. But
Yeah.
it's like, now that I'm working out with someone and we're both doing, like, let's say the same routine, it's like, oh, I actually have to make sure that, like, I stick to the routine.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I just want to do a completely different thing. Like, I'll do two sets of this thing and then be like, oh, I'm bored. Okay, next.
Yeah.
You know, I might not stick to it fully because it's like, I don't know.
Khalas, it's just not something you're enjoying at the moment.
Yeah. So, like, there's certain things that I really like doing alone. Like, I really love driving alone. I really love going to the gym alone.
Same. I love driving
alone. Right? Driving alone is like, oh,
it's so good.
Actual peace. Like, no one is commenting on the way that I'm driving. Yeah. No one's saying my brakes are too fast or too slow or that the AC is too cold. Like, everything feels perfect.
Sometimes I have to pick my sisters up and my mom would be like, Muhammad, go with Shahada. I'm like,
Lord,
please. And then he knows. He would say no. And then she'd be like, no, why go with Shahada? And he's like, she doesn't like it when everyone.
I know. Oh, miskin. Your brother's so on your side. I love that. Yeah.
He loves me so much.
He really does.
Yeah, I love him too.
Habibi, he's so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's certain things that, like, I think, you know what? To, like, okay, like, for me, what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start doing what I like to do alone more often so that I get comfortable with being alone with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly I will, like, eventually start doing day-to-day activities alone. Like, I think for me, if I break that boundary of just having a meal outside alone, because I could have a meal at home alone.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
But
having, or, like, even in, like, a closed area, like, I would eat alone.
Yeah. Like, there's so many times where I would be at work and then I would have a lunch break and I just kind of want to be alone. Like, no one talk to me, you know? But then, like, being in, like, a public atmosphere, a nice restaurant, and I'm solo, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah. That's going to break.
That day, I would be so proud of myself. I would treat myself even more. I would order more just to be like, I'm proud of you for this. Because that is so intimidating to me.
Yeah.
But eventually, we're going to reach that point where we're going to want it. Like, Shad, think about it. We're going to reach a point where we're going to have kids 24/7 nagging at us.
Yeah.
And, like, so many commitments that we're just going to be like, ugh, like, I want to just do everything alone. Like, I want to disappear.
But would you want to do it alone or would you want to do it with me? Like, imagine we both have kids and we're both, like, hectic lives.
I would want to do mix. Some with you, some alone. Because I still would really want that time alone, you know? And I think you would, too. If anything, when you have kids, you're disappearing off this earth. I'm not going to hear from you.
That's so facts.
Well, as soon as one child is out, Shahad is gone. I don't know where this girl went. She's gonna be like, I can't take it. This is too much. And then, I don't know. I'll never hear from her again. And she'll pop up after 2 months and be like, sorry, I just needed a minute.
Yeah, that's so true.
But yeah, anyway, long story short, I think to the people that know how to be alone, I'm so impressed.
Well done.
Well done, genuinely. And then if you're struggling to be alone, I think the biggest tip that you can do is romanticize what you're doing. And then
Start small. And start with things that you already enjoy doing with a lot of people.
Exactly. Or even solo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to keep going to the gym alone.
Yeah.
It makes me more comfortable. I'm going to keep enjoying it. And then that period alone, I'm just going to start, like, implementing it in other things. And that's how it's just going to be.
Thanks.
Anyway, I really want to know what's, like, the scariest thing that you guys have done alone. Like, imagine going to a whole different country alone.
People do that.
People really do that.
People do that. They go on a plane. I know Nerihan. She's a TikToker.
Okay.
She's an Egyptian TikToker. She would go solo trips, like, every month. She would
That's crazy. And you know no one in that country. Yeah. Like, imagine me popping out to, like, Thailand one day.
I don't know how she does it. I feel like I would be... She loves it.
Oh, but yeah, that would be so scared because also we're girls.
Yeah, she has her... She had, like, a whole video about, like, safe things, safe measures to take when you're going to countries alone. Like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
But, like, alone? Like, oh my God.
That's so
scary. She eats alone. She would try new places alone. She would, like, go to, like, the activities of that local area alone. Like, activities that people usually go as, like, friends, you know?
I want to do one solo trip in my life. In my whole entire life, yeah, I want to try one solo trip. Yeah. Even if it's literally to, like, a different city in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I road trip alone.
Would you, like, not call anyone? Would you, like, have it actually alone? Or would you still socialize with people?
I would socialize, but I don't think I would socialize as free. I would definitely socialize with, like, the locals there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, your friends, your family.
Yeah, I would obviously socialize, but not as much. Like, I wouldn't be, like, on Snap 24/7 and be like, guys, now I'm here, guys, now I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, I would actually, like, Khalas, I paid money to be here. Like, let me really be here, you know?
You wouldn't be taking pictures and snaps and sending it to your friends.
I would sometimes, but I don't think I would do it as much as I think I would, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I just might send you a snap of me crying, being like, I hate this. I'm booking my flight tonight. Like, I'm going back home. This is so bad. But that's what, yeah, I feel like I would be, like, some people have that excitement to be lost
Yeah.
in a different country. Oh, that's so impressive to me. That's so impressive. Anyway,
Anyways.
let us know what's like the scariest thing you've done solo.
Yeah.
Because I would really want to know. I don't
Yeah.
know what's the scariest thing I've done solo. I'll think about it and like start next week's episode with that.
Yeah, I can't
Yeah.
think of anything except apparently going to the mall and shopping alone is scary.
For me.
You know, another thing, going to the movies alone.
That doesn't sound
Alone.
exciting to me.
Yeah, but like,
I would sleep.
you would
I
sleep?
would for real. I sleep in movie theaters.
Okay, never
That's not
mind
my
then.
thing.
Okay,
Yeah.
ignore it then.
Anyway.
Anyways, I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
Inshallah, we'll see you next week.
Bye
Bye.
bye.